Second Chronicles 6:12 through 8:10. Then he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze platform, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the courtyard. And he stood on it, knelt on his knees in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven. He said, Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you, in heaven or on earth, keeping your covenant and your faithfulness to your servants who walk before you with all their heart, you who have kept with your servant, my father David, that which you promised him. You have spoken with your mouth and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Now then, Lord, God of Israel, keep to your servant David, my father, that which you promised him, saying, You shall not lack a man to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your sons pay attention to their way, to walk in my law, as you have walked before me. Now then, Lord, God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you have spoken to your servant David. But will God really dwell with mankind on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, how much less this house which I have built. Nevertheless, turn your attention to the prayer of your servant and to his plea, Lord, my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which your servant prays before you, that your eye will be open toward this house day and night, toward the place of which you have said that you would put your name here, to listen to the prayer which your servant shall pray toward this place. Listen to the pleadings of your servant, and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from your dwelling place, from heaven, hear and forgive. If someone sins against his neighbor, and is made to take an oath, and he comes and takes an oath before your altar in this house, then hear from heaven, and take action, and judge your servants, punishing the wicked by bringing his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous by repaying him according to his righteousness. If your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and they return to you and praise your name, and pray and plead before you in this house, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land which you have given them and to their fathers. When the heavens are shut up, and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, and they pray toward this place and praise your name, and turn from their sin when you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and your people Israel. Indeed, teach them the good way in which they are to walk, and provide rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. If there is a famine in the land, if there is a plague, if there is blight or mildew, if there is locust or grasshopper, if their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer or plea is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, each knowing his own affliction and his own pain, and spreading his hands toward this house, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and render to each according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you alone know the hearts of the sons of mankind, so that they may fear you, to walk in your ways, as long as they live in the land which you have given our fathers. Also, concerning the foreigner who is not from your people Israel, when he comes from a far country, on account of your great name, and your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray toward this house, then hear from heaven, from your dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you, so that the peoples of the earth may know your name, and fear you as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. When your people go out to battle against their enemies, by whatever way you send them, and they pray to you toward the city which you have chosen and the house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their pleading, and maintain their cause. when they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you are angry with them, and turn them over to an enemy, so that they take them away captive to a land far off or near, if they take it to heart in the land where they are taken captive, and repent and plead to you in the land of their captivity, saying, "We have sinned, we have done wrong, and have acted wickedly." If they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have been taken captive, and pray toward their land which you have given to their fathers, and the city which you have chosen, and toward the house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven, from your dwelling place, their prayer and pleadings, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, my God, please, let your eyes be open, and your ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. Now then, arise, Lord God, to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests, Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your godly ones rejoice in what is good. Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed. Remember your faithfulness to your servant David. Now, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. All the sons of Israel, seeing the fire come down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground. And they worshipped and gave praise to the Lord. Certainly he is good. Certainly his faithfulness is everlasting. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifice before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 20,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. The priests stood at their posts, and the Levites also, with the musical instruments for the Lord, which King David had made for giving praise to the Lord, for his faithfulness is everlasting. Whenever David gave praise through their ministry, the priests on the other side blew trumpets, and all Israel was standing. Then Solomon consecrated the middle of the courtyard that was before the house of the Lord, for he offered the burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings there, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to contain the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the fat. So Solomon held the feast at that time for 7 days, and all Israel with him. A very great assembly that came from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. And on the 8th day they held a solemn assembly, because they held the dedication of the altar for 7 days, and the feast for 7 days. Then on the 23rd day of the 7th month he sent the people to their tents, rejoicing and happy in heart because of the goodness that the Lord had shown to David, to Solomon, and to his people Israel. So Solomon finished the house of the Lord, and the king's palace, and successfully completed everything that he had planned on doing in the house of the Lord and in his palace. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night, and said to him, "I have heard your prayer, and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send a plague among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house, so that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, to do according to everything that I have commanded you, and keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with your father David, saying, 'You shall not lack a man to be ruler in Israel.' But if you turn away and abandon my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods, and worship them, then I will uproot you from my land, which I have given you, and this house which I have consecrated for my name I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and an object of scorn among all peoples. As for this house which was exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and say, Why has the Lord done these things to this land and to this house? And they will say, Because they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them from the land of Egypt, and they adopted other gods, and worshipped and served them. Therefore he has brought all this adversity on them. Now it came about at the end of the 20 years in which Solomon had built the house of the Lord, and his own house, that he built the cities which Hiram had given him, and settled the sons of Israel there. Then Solomon went to Hamath Zobah and captured it. He built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the storage cities which he had built in Hamath. He also built Upper Beth Horon and Lower Beth Horon, which were fortified cities with walls, gates, and bars, and Baalath, and all the storage cities that Solomon had, and the cities for his chariots, and cities for his horsemen, and everything that it pleased Solomon to build in Jerusalem, Lebanon, and all the land under his rule. All of the people who were left of the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of Israel, that is, from their descendants, who were left after them in the land, whom the sons of Israel had not destroyed, Solomon raised them as forced laborers to this day. But Solomon did not make slaves from the sons of Israel for his work, for they were men of war, his chief captains and commanders of his chariots and his horsemen. These were the chief officers of King Solomon, 250, who ruled over the people. Matthew 21. When they had approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus then sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there, and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord needs them, and he will send them on immediately. Now this took place so that what was spoken through the prophet would be fulfilled. Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, humble, and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did just as Jesus had instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their cloaks on them, and he sat on the cloaks. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Now the crowds going ahead of him and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! When he had entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, Who is this? And the crowds were saying, This is Jesus, the prophet, from Nazareth in Galilee. And Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all those who were selling and buying on the temple grounds. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, It is written, My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. And those who were blind and those who limped came to him in the temple area, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, and the children who were shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of David, they became indignant, and they said to him, Do you hear what these children are saying? And Jesus said to them, Yes. Have you never read, From the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself? And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. Now in the early morning, when he was returning to the city, he became hungry, and seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it except leaves alone. And he said to it, No longer shall there ever be any fruit from you. And at once the fig tree withered. Seeing this, the disciples were amazed, and asked, How did the fig tree wither all at once? And Jesus answered, and said to them, Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, Be taken up and cast into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive it all. When he entered the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him while he was teaching, and said, By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority? But Jesus responded and said to them, I will also ask you one question, which, if you tell me, I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John was from what source, from heaven or from men? And they began considering the implications among themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say to us, Then why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the people, for they all regard John as a prophet. And answering Jesus, they said, We do not know. He also said to them, Neither am I telling you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in the vineyard. But he replied, I do not want to. Yet afterward he regretted it and went. And the man came to his second son and said the same thing. And he replied, I will, sir. And yet he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, The first. Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him, and you, seeing this, did not even have second thoughts afterward so as to believe him. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it, and dug a winepress in it, and built a tower, and he leased it to vine growers, and went on a journey. And when the harvest time approached, he sent his slaves to the vine growers to receive his fruit. And the vine growers took his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they did the same things to them. But afterward he sent his son to them, saying, They will respect my son. But when the vine growers saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take possession of his inheritance. They took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine growers? They said to him, He will bring those wretches to a wretched end and lease the vineyard to other vine growers, who will pay him the fruit in the proper seasons. Jesus said to them, Did you ever read in the scriptures, A stone which the builders rejected, this has become the chief cornerstone? This came about from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you, and given to a people producing its fruit. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and on whomever it falls, it will crush him. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parable, they understood that he was speaking about them. And although they sought to arrest him, they feared the crowds, since they considered him to be a prophet. Acts 15. Some men came down from Judea and began teaching the brothers, Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And after Paul and Barnabas had a heated argument and debate with them, the brothers determined that Paul and Barnabas and some others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders concerning this issue. Therefore, after being sent on their way by the church, They were passing through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and they were bringing great joy to all the brothers and sisters. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were received by the church, the apostles, and the elders, and they reported all that God had done with them. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who had believed stood up, saying, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to direct them to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders came together to look into this matter. After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, testified to them, giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he also did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Since this is the case, why are you putting God to the test by placing upon the neck of the disciples a yoke which neither our forefathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, in the same way as they also are." All the people kept silent, and they were listening to Barnabas and Paul, as they were relating all the signs and wonders that God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they stopped speaking, James responded, saying, "Brothers, listen to me. Simeon has described God first concerning himself about taking a people for his name among the Gentiles. The words of the prophets agree with this, just as it is written, 'After these things I will return, and I will rebuild the fallen tabernacle of David, and I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes these things known from long ago. Therefore, it is my judgment that we do not cause trouble for those from the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them that they abstain from things contaminated by idols, from acts of sexual immorality, from what has been strangled, and from blood. For from ancient generations, Moses has those who preach him in every city, since he is read in the synagogues every Sabbath." Then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders, with the whole church, to choose men from among them to send to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brothers, and they sent this letter with them: "The apostles and the brothers who are elders, to the brothers and sisters in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, who are from the Gentiles, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number, to whom we gave no instruction, have confused you by their teaching, upsetting your souls, it seemed good to us, having become of one mind, to select men to send to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore we have sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these essentials, that you abstain from things sacrificed to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from acts of sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves free from such things, you will do well. Farewell." So when they were sent away, they went down to Antioch, and after gathering the congregation together, they delivered the letter. When they had read it, they rejoiced because of its encouragement. Judas and Silas, also being prophets themselves, encouraged and strengthened the brothers and sisters with a lengthy message. After they had spent time there, they were sent away from the brothers and sisters in peace to those who had sent them out. But Paul and Barnabas stayed in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's return and visit the brothers and sisters in every city in which we proclaimed the word of the Lord, and see how they are." Barnabas wanted to take John, called Mark, along with them also, But Paul was of the opinion that they should not take along with them this man who had deserted them in Pamphylia, and had not gone with them to the work. Now it turned into such a sharp disagreement that they separated from one another, and Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas, and left after being entrusted by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. And he was traveling through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Proverbs 8:12-21. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate. Advice is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Power is mine. By me, kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles, all who judge rightly. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice, to endow those who love me with wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. Psalm 18:16-36. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He saved me from my strong enemy, and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into an open place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has repaid me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not acted wickedly against my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless with him, and I kept myself from my wrongdoing. Therefore the Lord has repaid me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands and his eyes. With the faithful you show yourself faithful. With the blameless you prove yourself blameless. With the pure you show yourself pure. And with the crooked you show yourself astute. For you save an afflicted people, but you humiliate haughty eyes. For you light my lamp. The Lord my God illumines my darkness. For by you I can run at a troop of warriors, and by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is refined. He is a shield to all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who encircles me with strength, and makes my way blameless. He makes my feet like a deer's feet, and sets me up on my high places. He trains my hands for battle, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great. You enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped.